Right. Have you seen Lowski's gun, bruv?
No, wait. See.
Oh, is that for the show?
we know about it, but let's save it.
I don't think we're talking about it.
Let's save the jokes about it for the show.
I guess we were starting. You might as well just hit the intro. Hit the intro.
I don't like how this fucking works.
Hit the intro.
I've never had that before. This wire is.
Hit the intro, goddamn.
Yeah, bro. Flick it. Flick it back, bro. Yeah, you're worth it. L'Oreal. Yo, people, welcome to the first episode of 2023. Can I get a
22 with a 2.3? Just came back with a long.
I was going to leave that up to you guys to remix it, but yeah, my name's Ali.
The difference. My name's Reen.
And my name's Alim.
And this is the show where we talk about this week's heart news, the weird and wonderful, and everything else you may have missed.
It's new year, lads. 2023.
It's been a crazy start, bro. Bear shit's gone on.
Too much.
It's only day four, bruv. What's the rest of the year?
No, I don't think it's that bad because every year it starts off worse than this, I think. It just seems like there's a lot going on. There is a lot going on, but.
Yeah, bears going
bro,
on.
Last year we thought the world was ending.
No, annually we always
get remember, we thought World War III.
No, we get that every January, World War III.
Do you know what I mean? But last year it was worse, though.
I mean, we had World War III more in December because of the World Cup with Iran and USA. Because it usually is the usual culprit.
That game was the bomb.
We was here watching it, do you remember? Live watch along.
That was a draw, wasn't it? It was
1-0. You just say they got through. But if you do want to go back and watch it, then make sure you go back on our channel and watch all of our previous episodes, if you wish. We do upload shorts as well. Don't miss that. There is a section on YouTube to watch them. If you haven't subscribed, make sure you subscribe already because, boys, we seem to be gaining much more subs nowadays. It's beautiful. I think we're on 266 as we speak. So, look, let's try and get 300.
We just hit 250.
By tomorrow. Now, look, let's try and get... I know. That's what I'm saying.
End of the month, I think.
Well, look, we're closing in on 100,000 total YouTube views, which is mad to think. And we've not even got 300 subscribers.
Shit.
You know, talk about that ratio. If you want to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, you know where we're at. We say it all the time. It's in the description as well. But let's start the new year with what we always do. Let's talk about something that's happened this week. Juicy to get this rolling. And I know Alim's got something. So,
I'm ready. Let's jump over to Ali then.
Well, let's start lighthearted. Well, we already brought the topic up before the cameras were rolling, or they might have been rolling if we're lucky. But yeah, everybody's favorite artist, Lowski, has been found guilty for holding a 9. And not your usual 9. He didn't have a hammer. He had like a micro hammer, bro.
What are they called? They're like paperweights or what? Like,
bro, it should be
paperweights. Is it a paperweight?
No. But I guess it can actually fire bullets, maybe tiny bullets or something. Bro. For those who don't know, he was arrested back in, I think, 2019. And Fed searched the Uber he was in, and underneath the seat he was in, they pulled out a revolver that was in a sock, but the revolver was 4 millimeters wide. Bro,
basically, it was Hasbulla's revolver.
Yeah,
like just picture of it that size that Hasbulla could hold.
Yeah, and like it doesn't even have like the whole barrel and everything. It's just
got
literally
screws.
Yeah,
bro, it was inside an ankle sock.
Yeah, that's the crazy part as well.
Bro, it's so he's looking to, if he's found guilty on court on Friday, which is the day this gets released.
No, he was found guilty. He's being sentenced.
Oh, no, but he's got caught on Friday, I heard.
For the sentencing.
Okay, yeah. So like.
So the number of years or whatever.
So he could get up to 5 years. Mm.
For a 4 minute.
But bro, people are saying, yeah, that looks like the gun that they fire in like the 100 meter sprint, you know, like.
It looks like it.
But I think it's even smaller than that.
No, yeah. Definitely 4 millimeters.
Bro. No, like, bro.
Is it 4 millimeters?
Yeah, no, they even captioned it on the Daily Mail. Cops found a 4 millimeter Flaubert revolver.
It looks like the gun that Will Smith has in Men in Black. You know, the little...
with the little point.
You got to, like, hold it like this.
Like, what is this, dude?
You know what's sad? It's like, now we're going to get absolutely roasted by Americans. They're going to see this and be like...
No wonder you man stab each other.
They're like, you know, like they make the memes of like how people like have a 1v1 and it's like, thy dropped to the floor before.
Or they pull out a musket gun in it and they're like,
I stab you.
Boom!
Our UK drill music is not going to be taken seriously anymore now. It's like, so when these lot talk about having guns, they're having this little...
Come here, bro.
Before America talk, guns
come
are
here
illegal.
Again, bro.
Before they talk, guns are illegal in the country. So yeah. You have to make ways somehow.
Nah, hunting rifles. Imagine bro.
He said it like he has one. You gotta make do.
You
did that Jay Biz thing there, bro.
Well, talking of Jay Biz,
mama, I'm a criminal. No.
Jay Biz has the streets, and they have. He has the world at this point. You know, yeah. we've got Kai Cenat reacting to him. You know, honestly, look, I think we could all back him. You know, mate, I'm telling you, it's deep what they've done to him, man.
Yeah, deep. Man. But that's the thing, isn't it? Like, people are always gonna hate on you. Like, once you do a little something,
it's a bit of clout.
I get it. Like, some people are saying like, oh, well, he acts all tough on that. I'm like, bro, you can see the kids. It's all his videos, him performing. It's him doing
joke.
His thing. Yeah,
it's a
joke,
isn't
it? Like, and if you take that out and you're like, what? We've got JBs here. What? We're pressuring. I'm like, how do you pressure a 17-year-old kid, bro?
Like, bro, and he like, they broke his phone. They spat on him.
Yeah.
You know,
that's the worst part, you know. They spat on my man and they smacked him up. Like, for what? A TikTok video. And what's he doing? He's shushing people on TikTok, bro.
And the mad thing is, yeah, they uploaded it on what, like their Snap or something, innit? Because obviously they have to, like, look who we got. Same people that have them on Snapchat, their friends, but the ones like, oh, this is the person that pressured JB. Is like, like, yo, it's this person, and this person. Yeah. So it's like,
the get back was quick.
That get back video was fake,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, but let's just pretend. JB.
Someone will get them, though, probably.
They're all kids, man.
Like, they all sound like they sounded younger than him.
Yeah.
I thought they were girls robbing
him. Bro, it's one thing to rob a phone here. It was the other little shit that was like, tell us your password, bro. Tell us your password. Yeah.
You know what? I rate Jay Biz. He didn't fold. They took his phone out of his pocket, but he didn't get the password.
It's his TikTok he posted after. He's like, didn't get the password. Didn't get hurt, didn't get rocks. You know, and then he's still done the...
You know the other thing? I think his little brother was with him or something like that as well. He was taking his brother home or something like that. That's why I'm like, yo, that's even worse. That's saying, on the bus home, he was thinking, yo, like, this ain't worth it. I'm just going to quit. I think until after everyone's reaction to it was, like, positive, like, defending him, he was like, nah, you know, I'm going to carry on making videos. Mm. He's making a killing now. Every video is getting, like, 1 million views each.
Kudos to the kid, man.
But I think, because it was the same day he had the video, he was doing the collab with Max Kadar.
Yeah, Max Kadar.
So I was thinking, oh, he's probably coming back from that.
Because
they were uploading videos in like a shop and someone, they might have knew what that was and knew the area he was in. That's probably why.
Your haters work like FBI men, bro.
Bro, they're moving like American rappers, you know? You post your location.
Yeah, you had the waffle
house. But what does Central C say? Don't post it.
Post the location after I leave.
Yeah. So they don't know where you're at. All right. I want to
just quickly on Central C as well, though. He's been getting mad backlash here.
For what?
He went to the award ceremony in a tracksuit.
Oh, that was time ago.
No, but he made a video reacting to it now because he was getting corned for it. And he was like, look, like, this is just how I dress.
Oh, him saying, I don't know how I dress and stuff.
Everyone got
he was saying the security were looking at him like they were about to tackle him because they thought he just walked onto the carpet, innit? But obviously, they didn't realise who he was.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'm thinking, bro, You can whack on a suit, bro. It's not.
Yeah, but
his
reasoning he was saying, I kind of get what he's saying. Like, people got paid by designers and brands just to go, and they have this fake image that they have to portray.
I think that as well. He should at least. You can buy your own suit.
No,
bro,
but even
like,
if you don't wear a suit,
shirt on like
even if you don't wear a suit, wear jeans. Something somewhat casual and formal. Yeah. You know. Bro, rocking up it. But apparently that it was like a ski type jacket that he wore.
Yeah, it's
sold out.
And you know where it's from? It's from Decathlon, the most sports store
bro,
ever.
It became
everybody went there. I'm pretty sure the skull cap he had as well sold out.
It's crazy.
No, but I saw someone talking about it. Yeah, where it's like, you know, you mentioned last time like those old pictures and videos that come up of Central C, where he's like he looks like a good youth.
There's old videos
of him rapping wearing a shirt. Like a smart shirt,
so like what you wear
so
shirt
like,
back then.
So why are you like? People are saying he's basically forcing the lifestyle when he doesn't need. He's made it now. You're out in the hood. You don't have to carry on a tracksuit everywhere just because you're comfy. This bro, if you're at an award ceremony, like you can whack on a suit, be a bit more.
But
presentable,
he stands out now, and people talk about him again. And
but I don't think that was even his aim at that point.
No, but
like, but it worked. It worked out in his favor.
The way he portrays his music and how he's so clever with everything he does, I won't be surprised if he does think that. You know.
He does
that American UK collab was so smart, you know.
The lyrical lemonade thing,
bro. Yeah, how many Americans reacted to that? Like, wow, I can actually understand a UK rapper. you know. But let's talk about something big that came up. Well, first of all, something big came up, and now today something even bigger came up. But what I want to do first is jump on the first part, which Alim spoke about a lot in the group chat this week, was KSI's form in his gym video that he posted.
Hey, he got corned hard.
Now, I want Alim to talk about this because he bring it up that this is actually is right, because you said apparently it's like a boxing exercise.
I did not say that.
You did. You said it was thanks to explosiveness for boxing or something.
I didn't say that.
Or it must have been someone else.
I know
else
where
did.
You saw that.
I saw KSI that.
KSI said it himself. Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm sure someone said it. No, and then
he's Reddit. He's Reddit. So most people on Twitter corned the hell out of him, especially gym bros. Like, he had people like Bradley Martin, all the big fitness gurus on YouTube, for example, be like, bro, really? Like, that was their first comment, isn't it? And then his response was, hey, man, I don't lift it. I ain't a bodybuilder.
But
no offense,
tragic.
He has personal trainers around him that can't tell him, get your ass down, bruv. Ass to grass.
And I know what they're saying. He's not doing it for bodybuilding, and he's doing it for explosiveness. There's other exercises out there that you do for explosiveness, bro. And it's not
and,
that.
And
it's,
you do, and it's you not do it about sports. Recording.
And also.
And you go to 120 kg.
Yeah. If you are going to do explosive squats, you still do a normal squat. You don't. He's doing half reps, bro.
You
like,
know what it was?
I don't care how
quarter,
he tries to twist
quarter,
it. Quarter.
Quarter,
yeah.
Quarter reps.
You know what it was? His leg, because his legs were like facing outwards. He was like, it looked like he was not going to go all the way anyway before he even started. I knew it. But he was getting corned. And the reason why he was training for it was because obviously he's got his boxing fight in 2 weeks. Well, less than 2 weeks now. Mm-hmm. And the big news that came out this week is Mr.
Dildo
Dylan
Danis. I love what he calls him, Dildo Danis.
Yeah.
The supposed to be fighter, natural fighter, has called out of a...
Pulled up.
Pulled out. Sorry, I can't even speak today, lads. Pulled out of a YouTuber fight, yeah. Which he said...
He doesn't want to get smashed. He doesn't want to get smashed.
Alim, you know, I know what? You want to say something. Go on.
It is frustrating, isn't it? Because it's like, he pulled out the first fight as well, right? With Logan Paul?
No, he never had a fight with Logan.
Was he not meant to fight Logan? No. I swear there was talks with him.
Everyone talks.
Okay, but even rude, build up to it? This fight.
But this is the big... This everyone, is the one,
KSI and his team were all saying they've already got a backup opponent because they believe he will actually pull out. Mm. And it's the irony of it all that he actually did, innit?
Yeah.
And it's just like, bro, you wasted everyone's time.
No. And but in a way, it proved the majority's point of view as well I forgot.
Dylan.
I'm like, is his first name Dildo? Like,
it might as well be, bro.
It might as well be, isn't it? But he has been like clout chasing from the jump, and it's very true. Like the whole thing of him popping up as at the Texas Misfits event and throwing the ice.
But they already had that. I think they already had the match confirmed, and that was planned that he would go there and do that. Because it got announced like the next day. No,
planned to that extent though, because the way JJ
did it,
he planned for him to be there.
Okay.
Because obviously they announced it the day
of the fight.
Oh, that's
with everything though. That's with Eddie Hearn does that. Like, let's say when Dylan White had a fight recently, he had Anthony Joshua come ringside
and spud him. He spudded
him.
Bro,
Joshua didn't need to be ringside. Yeah, really. He could have watched that from home if he wanted to. Yeah. But obviously, AJ is going to say he's come out to scout his opponent. But Eddie does these things on purpose.
Theatrics.
They're starting to build up
sport,
that fight already.
Usyk
being ringside to Tyson Fury's last fight with Chisora. They do it on purpose. They told him to come. So they can build up the next fight. Mm-hmm. And it's the same with
so that makes
KSI.
Sense. That makes sense why he was there.
Yeah.
But like from the jump, like look how outlandish that was. It wasn't even like exchanging words. He caused the scene. He got under KSI's skin. And like someone like KSI, he's got a lot of talk, but he's backed it up. So it's like for him to get under his skin, I was like, oh shit, is this fight gonna go ahead? Is it gonna be something that we're gonna enjoy? And then, lo and behold, apparently he didn't like the hydration clause. Then they took it out. And then he still
they
was
did
like...
everything to make the fight.
Exactly. And I was watching a Misfits video. And what's the guy's name that works for Misfits? Mams?
Mams.
Yeah, Mams.
Yeah. He was like, he actually respects Dylan's team. Because they're like, bro, they communicated so well. And we were like, what's the problem? And they're like, I'll be honest, like, Dylan's like not trained as much. I don't think he wants to go ahead with
but,
this.
He's but gonna he was be talking about his interviews, how he doesn't have to train, doesn't need a coach.
He's got no coach.
And then he was moving like Chris Eubank.
Yeah. And then he said in the thing saying, I haven't got a coach and all this. But you literally were bragging in an interview that you don't need a coach to beat KSI. Mm. So stupid, bro.
He must have got done in and sparring or something and just realised like, hey, yo. Like,
bro, he's a grappler. He's a grappler.
I think he's just overweight and he knows he can't get there.
That's true, though.
I think it's that. Because now, obviously
he done a, what was the other guy that Jake was meant to fight that pulled the hydration?
He would get more hate if the fight, Hashim lost, but Hashim was
that was literally because he couldn't make weight, but he cancelled the
Was it that fight? He cancelled the fight
a week before when he still had time to get down to the weight in which he got to within the cap limit.
My thing is as well, Hashim in the Misfits 3 fight, he lost.
Yeah, but he fought a guy that was literally 100 pounds more heavier.
That's true.
The guy was like
2 or 3 weight classes above him, bro.
How do they allow that? Just scrap.
That's one thing I love about Misfits.
No, but they count him as a heavyweight. So once you're a heavyweight and you're a heavyweight, heavyweight can go all the way to...
No, but Hasim wasn't a heavyweight.
No, but he was classed as a heavyweight for the fight. His weight.
Yeah.
So once you're in heavyweight category, but he shouldn't have. And that guy has experience as well. So it's not like a heavyweight, just a big guy.
But it was a very good fight.
That guy could go 10, 12 rounds, bro.
I think that's the best fight I've seen on the Misfits card.
What about the one between Walid. DGG and Walid?
Dean the Great.
Is his initial not DTG?
Nah, I prefer the heavyweight one.
DTG, Dean.
Because the heavyweight guys, you know, they punch hard, bro. But Dean the Great and Walid was that's
good fight.
That's
my Have you guys heard Dean the Great's actual voice?
Nah, what is it? Speaky, like a proper American.
It's the opposite. It's like a few octaves deep, bro. This is my real voice. I only speak to my family with this. But yeah, then I was like, no. Like, it made no sense. Yeah. But I'll pull up a clip
is that,
after.
Is that Max Kadar, bro?
No, like, bro. Dean the Great could play Batman. Let's put it that way. If they needed a new voice actor, he could do the whole voice thing. Bro, it's scary deep.
But the reason I want to bring up KSI as well is because now he has a new opponent, FaZe Temper, which is amazing because... It's like the, you know, Sidemen versus FaZe. Mm. It has a bit of a storyline towards it. Not much beef between them. And I think it'll be respectful in the press conferences. We'll see. But I kind of like the fight more than the Dylan Dennis fight.
And if I'm really honest, this is a better learning fight for KSI.
Yeah.
To lead up to Jake Paul. If he's actually serious about Jake Paul, fighting FaZe is a good step. Because, well, he's coming off a loss. A narrow
coming
win.
Coming off a win now. He won his last fight, but
he had a loss against Slim.
And a narrow win against, he
technically lost against Kenny, innit?
But he got the decision overturned.
He beat Kenny, technically. So but I think if they were to fight again, I think Kenny wins it.
Because Kenny had Kenny's debut, yeah.
Because I think Kenny's improved a lot as well. So I think after FaZe...
But I can't wait for that, honestly, because...
I think after FaZe, he should fight Kenny.
No, people are saying... Slim replied to the announcement saying, let me fight the winner, because obviously he beat FaZe Temper. KSI most likely will beat Temper as well, I think.
I don't know about that, you know.
Because you've got to remember, Temper's about 6'2", 6'3", I think. I think he's quite tall. And he's a left-hander as well, so it's different for KSI.
That's why I say it's an amazing learning fight.
Because
but also,
Jake's got a powerful left-hand as well.
The thing is about Temper. Temper's been more active than JJ has.
What do you mean?
Yeah, of course.
Bro, he's had like 3 fights in the time KSI's... I don't even want to say KSI's had 2
KSI
fights.
Because
look
first
at the fights
card.
He had, bro. I know they were warm-up fights, but I don't even remember
That's
who it
a
was.
Very good point.
One was Swarms, the other one
Pineda.
Was... Pineda. Bro, they don't count as fights, bro.
The back of my head, ref.
Get some ring rust off, like in front of the crowd and stuff, but KSI's good in front of a crowd. That's
but
the way
bro,
I
you
I
have to remember it ain't KSI's fault what happened.
Yeah, I know.
Alex Wasabi pulled out. Bro, imagine putting these events on.
And these guys
selling out the arenas, bro, and then people putting out 2 weeks. Bro, it's hard for him, man. But if you clocked, last thing before we jump on another topic, but like the last thing was on the announcement, it was the first time ever they were gonna announce who Temple was gonna fight on the day of the fight.
Huh?
So
Temper's on the card without an opponent.
The guy was just gonna walk out. Now I think KSI would have done the 2 fights one night again. I think that's what was gonna happen. And now that thingy's pulled out, suddenly 10 minutes later, they put the poster out saying KSI's fighting Temper.
That's so true, you know.
If Temper was fighting someone, why would they scrap that guy off and then just put KSI there? Yes, because KSI's the main event. He's the bloody CEO of the company.
Well, the only way we'll find out if it's true, if they replace Temper to fight the questionable fighter.
Or KSI
like, they can
wins.
Easily put Kenny on the card. Kenny fighting unknown fighter.
No, but if KSI wins, they might end up saying it in the interviews after, you know. But I think they'll have mutual respect.
That would have been insane. If he does the 2 fights in one night again, but no one knew. No, but I think it's pretty cool. If Misfits actually carry, I think if they do still have a surprise opponent and they still need to fill in that space.
Nah, it's done though. It's done, isn't it? Because he's...
No, but they can still put in like Kenny or someone on the card.
But I thought that would have been KSI, so they might not be.
So wait, no, so but that's the thing. If it wasn't going to be KSI fighting two people in one night, that means that surprise opponent is still ready to fight someone. Throw in someone else, bro.
Kenny also, don't they need another fight for the card now that...
That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. They're going to need another... They can just change the schedule.
One less undercard?
Because I think they've still got like 6-7 fights.
There's always some undercards that aren't aired, so maybe they'll just push the one that wasn't going to be aired. It'll probably be
fair dues.
Pundits can just waffle, bro. They can talk that time. And but the other thing is, like, isn't that kind of cool though? That they were going to have a fighter
that fight pops out on the day.
Yeah,
the
surprise.
That's some WWE
shit, bro.
You hear the
hear the entrance track and you know who it is. Like, it's like John it's Cena like returning at Royal Rumble, bro.
Like, it's like a Royal.
The 10, 9, 8, they do the whole countdown and then the theme song comes on and you're like, oh shit. Like,
who do you think would come out though? Like, think of the most outrageous name within like an influencer scene that would come out and fight.
Who's been calling someone out?
No, it don't have to be someone. Like, just think of a name. Come on.
The Rock. But then again, he's a wrestler. I guess that's
what. And he weighs about a whole
bro, I genuinely think Wayne Rooney, bro, because Wayne Rooney wants to scrap.
Oh, yeah. That would have been
He actually got in touch. He's like, KSI, let's fight.
That's actually true. But they wouldn't slack off Wayne Rooney off the card like that. You know what I mean?
They would build a hype.
And Rooney would be in the
hype. If Rooney was on the card, they would earn a lot more money hyping it up.
And the mainstream media would.
Tom Holland, maybe.
Yeah.
I've seen videos of him on the pads before.
He did say he wanted to get into boxing.
Did he? Yeah. Did he influence boxing? Well, maybe because I've seen there's an old video of him doing pads and he actually looks pretty decent.
Mm. What do you want?
But everyone can look good on pads. Oh, it's a Spurs fan, bro.
I've got a question quickly. Now, I wanted to question this, right? So why is like Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, why is it called Eve and not evening? So like Christmas evening, New Year's evening. I always wanted to know, like, why did they always put Eve?
Because from what I know, I swear Eve literally means the night before.
Yeah, the night.
Yeah, so why don't they call it evening? Because when you say it's the evening today.
Isn't that what Eve is short for?
Christmas.
No, but
Eve.
That's why do they call evening. It Eve?
Then it wouldn't make sense, because then on the 24th evening, it would be Christmas evening.
No, it's just...
Yeah.
The next day is Christmas Day?
Because after 12, it hits, it's still the same.
I know
what
you're saying, but I was thinking it. I was like, it just don't make sense. Why do we always say Eve for that and that, but we never say Eve anyway?
I feel like that's such a hit blunt moment, bro. When did you discover this?
The night before Eve.
No, I was just sitting there on the toilet.
It's a toilet thought. No, even a shower. Shower thoughts are deeper than that. This is a toilet thought for sure.
I was sitting there. I was just like, why do we call it?
I'm assuming it was either Christmas Eve or New Year's Eve. One of those. Yeah,
I was just like, why do we call it Eve? But we don't ever call it Eve any other day, and we just call everything evening.
Hey, let's start a new trend, bro. The day before Eid, but then again, bro, like
Eid Eve.
But then we don't know if the moon side. We're like, yo, we celebrating tomorrow. We fasting one more day. Like,
that's the thing with Eid. You never know if we're about Eid exactly. Or not. Go on, Alim. You look like you're thirsty.
Yes. Okay. Cool. Got a question for you guys. If someone offered you 20k,
yes. Yes.
Ding ding ding, 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 ding.
If someone offered you 20k to go into a haunted house,
no.
And stay there for 8 hours, would you do it?
Yes. I only fear Allah. Now, go on,
you read Ayatul Kursi for the moment you step in.
I learned it yesterday.
It can be up to about 20 people, let's say. I think it's around.
Just 20 men.
So you have the
whole I'll do it, bro. Could you just hide behind someone else?
Okay.
Grab the one you don't like. Yeah, fuck it.
There's this real haunted house in Tennessee.
Ooh.
It's called the Makami Manor, right? It's a haunted house. If anyone is in there for 8 hours, you win a £20,000, $20,000 prize.
Eh? Okay. Is it a real haunted
place or a rigged yard?
No one has ever completed it.
Is it like a rigged yard, as in like they do it up like a haunted house?
Yeah, but it's worse than that. It's worse than that because before you go in, they make you sign a 40-page waiver. And in this house,
trauma clause.
You have a safe word as well, and if as soon as you say your safe word, you're out.
I've been to one of these in the UK, bro.
No, but this bro. Wait, let me finish because this one's worse. This is definitely not in the UK.
Well, of course, because you didn't get 20k if you win it. But I'll get onto it after.
Because these lot, they're allowed to torture you. What the fuck?
I've been Rain to was getting whipped.
I'll tell you the one I went to before, after you okay. Were 20.
They're allowed to torture you. And when I mean torture, I mean they're allowed to like take off your fingernails. They're allowed to tattoo you.
How is that humane?
They're allowed to force feed you like vomit and sewage. If you try and fight back, you're immediately kicked out. You lose. If you try and run, you lose. You're out.
That's some bullshit. What? How do you win? No one wins then. That's rigged. No,
unless
it's rigged.
For 8 hours, you got
to
survive.
You've done military, unless you've done military and you know how to survive like being captured and they get tortured. Without talking. It. Without
that's
talking.
True.
You know the people that survived this shit, the CIA recruit them
bro,
straight.
I was about to say, them Marines that always...
But no one has. Everyone quits before
them,
the 8 hours.
Marines,
that
them
we
Marines
know
that,
of.
Them Marines that complain about like living after...
I did read somewhere that apparently... They're even allowed to kill you, but I don't know how true that is. Because
I die for what?
But I don't know if that one's true. Or
oh
not.
Yeah, and
probably true.
Somewhere in the clause, someone's trying to read it. Like, what does it say at the bottom of page 39? Yeah, you can skip that.
Just sign here.
And then someone in the background is like, motherfucker should have read it.
Now I went to something similar to this.
Where was it?
Is it in like Shenfield, that area? Like when you go east, you know?
That sounds like a place that would have something like that.
Bro, so basically, you go there. Again, you have to sign the form. You go there.
Death
and
clause?
Basically. Bro, I'm telling you, I remember going with my friends. And you can win. Basically, first of all, it's like a haunted place. You get through and you can leave if you want. And then you get to the last stage, which is like the 13th stage or something. Then when you get there, it's like... They warn you, like, all right, if you're going to go in, you can choose to go in. If you want to go in, you can. If you don't, you can just wait here. Bro, you go in. Crazy, bro. First of all, they lock you in a coffin.
Hey.
Standing up in a coffin.
Allow that.
Bro, crazy.
Too claustrophobic for that.
I'm trying to remember because it's been a while, right? Then once they get you out, bro, they talk to you like, you know, like them restaurants where they talk shit to you, bro. They're like, shut the fuck up, sit down.
I know
then,
those ones. Didn't Speed go to one and do a live stream recently? No, and he just started barking at them.
Bro, honestly, they then lie you down in the shower, spray a hose into your mouth so you're choked. Like, so you're literally like.
Wait, you experienced that?
Yeah, I tried.
They waterboarded him.
They're allowed to do that. No, bro, I was going to say that. They're allowed to waterboard you.
Bro, I was trying to like survive as long as, I wanted to try and win. Like, I didn't.
How long did you have to be in there for?
That was like 5 minutes. They just kept that. There's like loads of them.
Wait, how long
around.
Did you have to? How long did you have to be in there for to like win it?
I was probably in there for like 10 minutes, but like it's probably like a 15-minute part. But like you move down this around the stages, you then got to put like these like maggots in your mouth and like hold it in there.
Did you do it?
Yeah, done that.
You had maggots in your mouth.
Like those little crawly things, yeah.
But it was well, real.
Yeah, like bro, they spray water in your mouth and you're literally choking. And then they stop.
Hey, yo, we gotta do that. I didn't know they have that here.
Then they line you up against the wall. Wallah, this is how I came out.
Firing squad.
So you line against the wall. You have to keep your arms on the wall, and then they put a dog collar around your neck and they electrocute you. And bro, like you, if you move your hands off the wall, you're out. Bro, I tried it. I thought I could hold it, bro.
When you watch it online,
you're like, bro. I was like, naturally, my hands went like this because you're like and I was out. And he was like, and as soon as I finished, he was like, unlucky, mate. Like, they break character obviously because they're working.
Now we're done fucking with you.
Like before, they were like, shut the fuck up. Like, put your hands there.
Shut the fuck up, you can.
As soon as I like was out, I was like, oh, he was like, unlucky, mate. Like, you've made it further than some people do.
Damn.
Basically, if you manage to withstand like 5 of them, you then go through this door, and I didn't get to see what was in there. But one of my friends who beat it said they then like line you up and they do it again, but in a more extreme way. And then if you get through that, you win.
What the?
And then when you come out, they like ring the bell, like, no, winner, winner, winner.
What the fuck?
We can go to
and
it
there's
if you
no
want.
Prize?
Just pride, you know?
I beat it!
So you go in there and you get fucked up for no reason.
Well, the first part is
you're
like,
signing up
first,
to get
remember,
you're
first
paying
part is
people
like the
to fuck
part.
You up.
First part is like the haunted part, then it's the torture, the last round. So you get to experience the haunted thing and all that. Trying to like do these puzzles to get out the rooms, but we can go to it if you want.
It's get that, bro. Yes. These places will mentally and
bro,
physically.
I'm thinking
mess
who signs up.
And
to
I remember
work there.
When I went there,
like, <you're> like, that's true.
Bro,
though.
Who signs up to a day?
Who signs?
Like, oh, I get to feed a maggot and electric. Fuck yeah, bro.
I get to warboard
someone. Serial killer's dream, bro.
Is that, bro? Let me practice for later,
bro. You know what's crazy is when we were there. There's like a little waiting area, and I remember West Ham's academy were there. Like they're on the 21s. They were all there. It was like a team bonding thing. I'm like, I thought the team sent in their academy to a fucking torture place. And the thing is, everyone knew who they were because some of the players were playing like first team, but then coming back to the 21s. And it was mad. I remember.
That's so mad. How are these things even legal?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
because what if someone dies? It's in the waiver.
They did sign the waiver.
Page 38.
They said if you want to go in, and obviously you don't have to do the neck collar thing and all this. There was so many more things I can't remember.
And there's not even a prize on the one that you...
No.
At least at this one, you get 20 bags, but this is 8 hours, though.
And the motherfucker's got a shotgun.
I'll try and find the name of it.
And this one, they do deduct money as well. So for every failed challenge, they deduct $500. And for every use of profanity, they deduct $500.
Huh? So you can't even...
You can't even swear, bro.
Oh, screaming. Oh, fuck! Oh, fuck it up! And you're telling me... Yeah, that's
you survived the first challenge and you got no money left.
Bro, but that's 20K. There's obviously something.
There's a 20,000 people waiting list.
To enter that game?
Yeah.
Damn.
So every week, there's a new group of people that go in. And there's like 20,000 people waiting to do it still.
Damn. All right. I had one of those moments yesterday.
Were you in the toilet again?
No. So I was in the gym.
Please make this one count.
All right. No, I had one of these moments, right, where you realize, like, what the fuck did I just do? So I was in the gym, right, last night.
What have I got myself into?
Mate, honestly. So I haven't really had, like, a proper pump in a gym for a while, right? And I've gone onto, like, the machine. No, I'm not doing... what they called
chest press.
Yeah, I'm not doing chest press. I'm like, you know, like the machines where you can put the things on, but it's like at an angle.
It's a fly.
It's like the like lifting it up.
Shoulder press.
Yeah, but like, yeah. So basically, I was on the machine. So I've sat down. Okay, this is cool. I'll do this. You know, get it pumping. There was a 15 and a 15 on. I was like, cool. That's calm.
I already know where you're going.
I lift it up. I'm like, oh wow, this is like, you know, maybe I'm. 30s, maybe it's like quite low. So then I'm doing things and I'm like, bro, I need to add more because it's just too light. You know, like you're going too fast because it's so. So then I take off like a 15 from the rack and I put another 15 on both sides. Go again. I'm like, bro, I'm thinking I've got magic powers. I'm like,
did you just hear what he said?
What?
You said you took off the 15 and
no,
you
off
put
another machine.
Off the shelf.
Oh, okay. I was like, so that's still 15.
So
like,
I'm
now like, you got 30 on each side.
So I've got 30 on each side, right? Uh-huh. Pumping. I'm like, I'm literally thinking, bro, you're like in movies, bro. I feel like I've got powers.
I know what you've done.
Right? And I'm like, cool, let me, there's like a 10 on the shelf. Right, cool, let me get a 10. Put 10s on each side. What is going on?
You're taking it off the machine and putting it on the side.
Brother, I've looked, and I've gone, oh, shit. I've been putting it on the storage rack.
Yeah, I know you were. Yeah, that's what I meant.
At the bottom of the machine. So I'm stacking, you know, because you have the bottom one that stores them.
And the way he's staying, he's like, motherfucker.
Bro, I'm thinking, I'm bolo, bro. And like,
everyone's watching him work out. Like,
this is the problem, right? As soon as I've clocked on, like, I'll like sort of skiggle to myself, and then I've not looked. I'm just giving the eyes. Like, is anyone looking at me? Am I being filmed right now? I'm going to be on one of those like pages.
Hey, bro, Jenny, are you new to the gym, bro?
Bro, I put 15s on. Suddenly, I'm like, oh yeah, fuck me, because I'm like, okay, this is 15s on each side.
Someone's watching him work out.
Bro, I had two big plates, a 10 on that as well, and I'm doing it. I'm like, oh yeah, clocking it. I'm putting it on the storage rack.
Maybe that could actually help you grow, though. The placebo effect. His muscles just start growing.
Look, I took a picture, bro.
What, of the weights?
Look, I was pulling it on there, but it should be that.
Yeah. I figured
so that's what it should
that.
Be on. I was stacking them on the back left. Fuck me, man. Gym.
Have you ever
gym
done that?
Blunders. Nah.
But I can't lie, I've seen a lot of newbies in the gym, bro.
New Year's resolution people.
Seeing a madness already, bro.
To be fair, I went today. So many people I've never seen in my life, bro. I'm like, where did you come from?
What time did you go?
Like after work sort of time. So
yeah,
like 6 o'clock.
It's always random, isn't it?
The after office people.
You can't, lie though, yeah.
That's the busy time anyway, but this is, I'm like, yo, there's bare new people.
Can't even.
Bare 16-year-olds. They're not even old enough for a gym membership, but they're still somehow there.
You know the worst thing though, when you go to a new gym, people sign up to the gym and then like, they're new, so they're sort of waiting around for you to get off of your thing and they always ask you, oh, how many reps you got? Brother, you literally saw me just sit down, do one set, and you're telling me how many I've got left.
You still got, when it's a busy time, you got to ask though.
No, bro, like, but when you've seen me, just sit down, do one set. Brother, how,
yeah, I would still ask. How many more you have remaining?
Yeah, like, bro, and I know he's new, bro. Because of the guard.
Red over here judging.
This guy don't even know what he's doing.
Because I know that this place I'm working on, there's like loads more of it there. But he's obviously new. So fair enough, cool.
Have you ever seen the man in the gym wearing jeans?
I've seen jean shorts.
No, I'm talking about jeans.
Jorts.
Jean shorts.
Sometimes they're the most serious, biggest brothers, you know.
Bro,
they just
fuck with them,
they
man.
Just train no matter what, bro.
You think the man cares, bro? He's already got me looking like that. He's like, yeah, I'm like, yeah, bro, do your thing, man.
It's like he's come off the streets in the gyms. Like, oh, yeah, I got gym today.
He's like, yeah, I ain't got. He's like, yeah, I could do legs right now.
You know, he's wearing jeans and a hoodie and he unzips, nothing's under but like a little vest, bro. Like,
yeah, literally. The wife beater.
The wife beater.
Who's the one person, who's the one type of people that you can't fuck with in the gym? I think Polish. like you just can't fuck with Polish.
Don't fuck with the Polish.
That's not what I was thinking.
I thought physique.
I was thinking like a bad spotter, someone that smells. He went Polish.
Yeah, like you just don't.
But I was thinking physique even. I was like, nah. Big motherfucker or the skinny motherfucker with the ego. Like,
nah, bro.
It's like, Polish. Little guys are like, I'm using the machine, bro.
Like, bro, Polish people in the gym, I just look at them and I just give them a headbutt. Just more just like, you sort of want to be on their good side because I know if they're pissed.
You know they've done MMA for 3 years or some shit.
Bro, they've got the cauliflower ears.
Nah, you know what people hate in a gym, bro? The people, they were just finished doing a set and they just dashed the weights, bro.
People that do, you know it's the worst? When people do the sets where they take off every time, they do the quick ones, so they pop out like 5 reps.
Yeah, super sets.
Take off. Bro, but then when they, you know, even when they dash it, it just, and you hear that on the floor.
That's fine. I don't mind.
You're literally just saying you hate them people.
No, but I hate, like, let's say they're on the bench next to me. They've just finished pressing.
Oh, but you see.
And they just throw it. Because, like, that could hit someone's foot or something like that. Do you know what I mean? But if it's like a quick sit and you're just taking off weight, like, I kind of like the metal clanging sounds, bro. It gets you going, innit? Like, do you know what I mean?
True. But, you know what, man? I need to get into the gym, like, properly, man. Like, I know people take, like, them pre-workout.
Yeah.
I tried it before, man. I don't think it works.
You're taking the wrong one.
I think it's like you said.
Which one did you take?
That was a proper one, bro. It was a proper, you know, the one on my.
Did you buy it in the gym though?
No, from the protein shop, like a proper one.
I recommend you a good one. It fucks you up.
You know what it is? It's
you won't
like
sleep till 2 days later.
Is it? Wait,
yeah, you can see why
you
sleep
at
the fuck.
Is it them things where like you open it and you smell it and it's like?
No, that's smelling salts.
No.
Those are smelling salts.
Is that what you had?
No. Okay. I just see them videos online, but the one I had.
And how did you have it? With water or like?
Water, yeah, you
no, but like a bottle
get
of water.
A scoop, put it in ice.
Nah,
put
dry
it in
scoop
my protein
it. I say dry.
There
scoop.
Is no benefits. It's it like is. Proven. There are zero benefits to dry scooping. It's just
the way
ego
I see
thing.
It. No. The way I see it, you finish it quicker though, innit?
I put it in water.
Yeah, but I'd rather enjoy it.
I get a bit of water
a bottle,
and then shake it.
You might be drinking that bottle for like, I don't know, 20 minutes.
Yeah, but if it's
it
your pre-workout, pour half a bottle. You don't need a full bottle.
Yeah, just down it. Oh, yeah. If you're down in it, fair enough.
Because it's like fruit punch.
Yeah, it's the same shit. Yeah. Nice. If you're down in it,
but
fair
bro,
enough.
Like, when I first went gym, I was like, yeah, I got fucking, you know what I mean? I've got energy, bro. And after you've done it like 3-4 times, I'm like, I'm just drinking this shit.
Yeah.
And like you said earlier, it's like a placebo effect. You think you have the energy.
No, there's different.
But I've clocked,
though.
You have to be in your feels, bro, when you go gym. Sometimes I'm sitting
that's
there, right?
True,
and like, I think about a moment, like some reason I was watching a video on like Twitter when I was in the gym, right? And I can't remember what was I watching.
Man's
no, that was it. That was it. Did you guys see the darts yesterday? Have you seen the clip?
Oh yeah, yeah.
The crazy
Michael Smith.
The two fellas
so,
back to back.
180. Yeah. So obviously the 9 darter is where you get the 180, and then you can either do 180 or you do the 2 triple 20s and then or 8 19. So the guy missed it, and then obviously Michael Smith got the 9 darter. I was watching it on my phone while I was on that machine. Bro, as soon as I seen that, for some reason I had motivation. I started pumping. I was like, I'm telling you, in gym, you just need
pumping your weightless machine.
In my head. No, that was when I had weight.
You know, he's tossing it up, catching it.
So
he's throwing.
Hey, look at me, guys.
No, using like your finger, you know, you got so much. Bro, but like, I was literally, because I was in my feels, I was like, that guy's lit. I want to be like that. I was like, bro, I'm telling you, that more than this pre-workout shit is the way to go, bro. Just think about
just
something.
Just watch a good old darts video.
No, but bro, I'm telling you, darts is going to be the big, big thing. Because again, America, country like America, such a big population, hasn't touched into this. You know, apparently they do darts in the Madison Square Garden every year. And now obviously this clip's gone viral. Mm. And a lot of
Americans were saying, Americans were
like, what's this? We need to jump on this. Yeah, they were like, bro, what is this? Look at the crowd. Like, this energy, we need to bring it over here. And then the official darts committee replied to the guy saying, we're coming to MSG soon. So.
Damn.
But you know what? Sometimes I was saying, gym motivation, sometimes you need the right playlist, man.
Yeah, but sometimes I get sick and tired of music.
That's true as well. Sometimes no music is...
Yeah, listen to, like, I don't know, some sort of like podcast that's like building.
Who do you think, every gym playlist, if they were to have one song or one artist, who should it be? Let's say artist.
Metro Boomin.
I can't lie, Metro Boomin's recent album.
You know what?
I think everyone's got superheroes on their gym playlist right now.
I'm not gonna lie, I prefer like, you know what, bro? Old school 90s, 2000s. I like 50 Cent.
Yeah.
50 Cent is a gym banger.
He's another gym
50 Cent. Fat Joe.
Fat Joe, yeah.
That type of music to me gets me rocking more than like, Fame at the Greens.
Yeah, yeah, nah.
I want to bop in a car. I don't want to bop to that.
Maybe if you do cardio, you're just happy to run in.
No, cardio,
cycling,
I prefer to watch.
You know what I mean? Something a bit more like chilled. Like
cardio, I prefer to watch something.
Cardio fair dudes?
Nah, man. I don't get people like that. People that will be watching like a documentary time whilst running.
No, but I don't watch it.
Unless it's a long distance, like slow jog, fair enough.
I'm
too used to doing sprints and I'm like, bro, how are people watching something whilst running?
I can't focus. I can't focus. When if I'm sprinting, I can't focus on watch. It actually hurts my head because I'm just looking at that screen.
Yo,
I'm like,
But your strides, your breathing, everything goes.
My gym playlist for years, and it's probably that's why he's on my Spotify wrapped up every year. Meek Mill's, bro. Any Meek Mill album. That whole album, bro. To this day, if I'm in the gym and I don't know what to listen to, Meek Mill Championships, boom. Or Dreams and Nightmares. Like,
bro, I'm telling you, Wins and Losses was that album.
Wins and Losses was amazing.
I used to run to that.
That album, any workout, if you don't know what to play, you can just play Meek Mill Wins and Losses, Meek Mill Championships. That's your whole workout done. Sorted, boom.
But honestly, yeah. Let's jump off this. Oh, bloody hell. Tottenham are winning 4-0. Just to let you know.
Harry Kane score?
He scored 2. Is he in the FPL team?
Yep.
Who'd you drop again? Haaland, didn't it?
Oh, Son finally scored. No, you would never drop.
He did drop Haaland. You did it. You got Haaland and Kane.
I got Haaland and Mitrovic. I got all three.
You're a team.
Before Mitrovic, I had Tony. I was like, let me just get rid of him because he might be in jail or some shit.
Nottingham Forest won. That's good. They're on a run. West Ham drew
and Chelsea couldn't beat him.
No, so that's a good fit. We drew, so that's a good. Yeah, but we got City tomorrow. It's probably gonna get smoked by the time this video.
No,
gets...
I need Chelsea to win that game.
This
bro.
Is the problem. Yeah, this is the problem I have right now. Right,
I hate Chelsea.
Arsenal drop points. We're now playing Man City. I want City to catch up to Arsenal, but I don't want Chelsea to drop points. So I'm like, shit. Yeah,
that's the predicament I'm in every year.
they have to be a sacrificial lamb.
But the problem,
bro, if there was ever a time. Arsenal fans have needed Aubameyang again.
He's not going to play. He's not going to play.
Now is the time.
He'll be Havertz.
He'll probably be full. We'll get popped. But if Aubameyang comes off the bench, he has to score.
Bro, he should have scored against Forest. He missed the header. Like, bro,
now you know what I went through last year.
I honestly
Eddie
think...
Eddie Nketiah is doing way better, bro.
Bro, I think Aubameyang, honestly, Aubameyang is there to collect his check. I'm telling you, bro. Live in London again.
Yeah.
Boy's getting paid.
Collect his
he didn't want to do it. You could tell he didn't want
to
do it.
Well, move to Chelsea.
Yeah. He even did an interview.
Did he not get other club interests, like other leagues and shit?
Probably. Chelsea, we just need...
Bear in mind, remember before he moved to Chelsea, he got robbed in Barca. Like, his house got, like, some robbers broke into his house. So
we had
Tuchel
as well.
For the safety of the family, let me move back to London. It was safer there. I know London.
And we had Tuchel as well before. And
that's
he,
true.
He was
he
with
probably
him
expected
at Dortmund.
Something different. Yeah.
He was with him at Dortmund, had one game in Champions League, and then he got sacked after it. But we were talking about collecting money. Obviously, CR7 has now moved to Al Nassr FC in Saudi Arabia. Crazy contract. I think it's like 70 mil his salary. But then
this
if
is
you
the
count
downfall of all,
if
time.
You count TV commercial stuff, it goes upwards to 200 million a year. You say it's the biggest downfall, but I was thinking that as well. But when you actually deep it, bro, the guy's 38, done his thing in Europe.
Yes.
He's done everything for football. Let him do what he wants.
Of course.
Because if he's in Europe, you're going to hate him. Yeah. If he goes MLS, you're going to hate him. You go anywhere, you're going to go, you're going to hate him. So why not him? Probably go out the limelight a little bit because people are still going to be watching it.
Mm-hmm.
Relax, cash in your check. he'll probably be an ambassador for Saudi Arabia after the contract to get them the World Cup bid.
Yep.
Probably cash that, in even
that's
more.
That's all good and well. And in any other scenario, I would say that's a great move for him. But it's the fact that less than 6 weeks ago, he did an interview with Piers Morgan saying, I don't want to be like all these other players going to Saudi or Qatar if it was just for money.
Yeah.
And 6 weeks later, I'm in Saudi. I'm playing for Saudi. The most expensive player in the world.
This time around, he's like, could you blame me though? Do you see how much they're paying me?
Piers Morgan set him up though.
Piers Morgan set him up. Because he asked him the question like that as well. He goes like, because you wouldn't move to Saudi, would you? He asked it to him like
Piers
that.
Morgan,
he's like, no, yeah, I would never play in Saudi.
I'm telling you, Piers Morgan, I low-key feel like he always tweets and says like, oh, Ronaldo's the goal, this and that. Loki, I feel like inside of me knew this interview was going to destroy him, but he knew how much clout he's
going to get. Like, Piers Morgan thing, just bro. Loves but any celebrity that's bigger than him that shows him love. Any celebrity that's bigger than him shows him love. Bro, he hated Andrew Tate, but the moment Tate said he doesn't really like hate Piers like that, like whatever, Piers suddenly like kisses his ass now.
Yeah.
Megan, he was kissing her ass until he found out she went to a date that he dropped her off on, which is now her husband. He's been on her since, bro. Like, anyone that doesn't like Piers Morgan, he will hate you. And anyone that fucks with him, he'll be your biggest fan. Mm. And Ronaldo's one of them now.
How many goals do you think Ronaldo's going to bag in the Saudi League first year?
60.
Well, I think they're halfway through the year already.
Oh, a full season, I would say 60. Sure. Maybe more. 60 plus.
You think 60 goals,
60
bro.
Goals is relax. Nuts, bro.
I reckon.
What do you think the Saudi league, bro?
No, but they're not all Saudi players. They do the same shit, bro. They've got players from all over the world as well.
Like in his
team. So they do have ballers.
He's got like David Ospina. Arsenal ex
Ospina, yeah, I remember Ospina.
Abubakar, you know the one who scored against Brazil.
Ospina's the goalkeeper for Arsenal. He must be breaded, bro.
Of course. But like, I feel like he'll still bag like 30 goals.
I remember Spina. Every time he takes a kick.
Oh, Spina.
Spina.
I thought it was,
do you see the fella?
Spina.
That's another one, I think.
Do you see the fella that had number 7 before Ronaldo arrived?
Oh.
He's like, I'm not giving up my number. Well, you're fired, bro.
They said, you don't want to give number 7 up?
Brother, Cristiano Ronaldo's coming.
I can't believe man tried to stand his ground, bro.
And you're, bro, I'm not gonna lie. No disrespect, bro. But you're a Saudi player, bro. Like, if you had a bit of like background of yourself, you know, you've played in it, you've
got
done
accolades.
This. Brother, move out the way. This is Ronaldo, CR7. Yeah.
Imagine he goes to another team and he takes the number 7. That's a new villain. That's the new rivalry. Forget like, Messi versus Ronaldo. He should join Ronaldo versus Al Bakr or some shit.
He should join. He should join Al Hilal, which is their rivals. Be number 7. That's what they should.
That would be the new rivalry.
Because
it would be the biggest thing in Saudi. That's happening.
Bro, I can't
forever.
Wait to hear Arab commentators. Ronaldo.
Did you see Al Hilal in their team shop? They were selling Messi 10 on the back.
They're so childish.
But like, you know what? Look, big up Ronaldo. If he wants to do that, he wants to do that. At the end of the day, it's his life, not ours.
Yeah.
He's done his thing in Europe for 20 years. You know, entertain people. And I think that's a great way to end it on.
Yo,
get your bread.
Yo, just quickly.
Get your money up, get your money up.
I heard they're getting Pele's feet in a museum.
Ah?
Like actual.
Yeah.
Get that machete.
I don't know if it's true.
Did he ask for that? Because
apparently his family said they don't mind. I don't know if it's true or not.
What was his wishes, man?
Pele. I'm not going to say. I was going to say Pele is a bit of a weird brother. Because he did say,
let the man rest, bro.
Let him rest.
No. I know. Rest in peace, Pele, of course. Footballing legend, icon. But, like, the guy said he wanted, like, his... if I'm not mistaken, he wanted, like, his grave and everything to be in, like, the stadium and stuff. And people can, like, see it.
Like a shrine in a...
Like,
what, in Brazil?
Yeah, in the Santos FC stadium. They want... I don't know if it was, like, underneath the pitch or, like, in the stadium. And
we'll
like,
have, like, a crypt.
There was, like, a thing where he's... is it called casket, right? Yeah. It was open and people could come and see it, but apparently it's because he requested
that's a normal thing though. That's in a lot of funerals.
But like apparently he requested it and all this, and I wouldn't be surprised if he probably requested that, like, yeah, his feet can be like put in, like, because it's kind of like a museum thing, like, you know, Messi has the golden foot thing, but that's actually not obviously his foot.
Pele's got nothing left. He's like, take my feet.
Well, look, you know what, man? Because this is crazy, right? Because all these things happened. What did we say last episode? We said, watch something come out as soon as this episode ends. Bro, as soon as it finished, Andrew Tate gets arrested. Pele dies. All of this stuff happened. But, you know, rest in peace, Pele. And we'll end on rest in peace, Pele.
No, that's a good point as well. But I just wanted to add to that as well. The FIFA president wants to name, was it one pitch
one
or
stadium
one stadium in every country after Pele so his legacy lives on?
Stamford Pele Bridge.
What is it?
Yeah. Imagine that.
But like, it's just one stadium. So like
just one stadium per country. So it's like, no matter how many years go by, they'll be like, why is that that's stadium called sick. Pele?
But what about Maradona?
Why is there a Pele stadium?
I was
going to
say, what about Maradona then?
Yeah, and if we do that, how many times are we going to do that? Messi when he died, Ronaldo when he died, you know, Saka when he died.
But yeah, thank you.
That's so deep.
He's not deep. I was like,
he's still young. He's got about 100 years left, bro.
I'm not joking about him. That I'm talking about, he's like, I was comparing him to Messi because you guys talk about Saka.
That's his star, boy.
That's what I
mean. Go on, let's wrap it up.
Thank you very much for tuning into the first episode of the new year. You can find us on Route 41 Podcast. I get this wrong every week, bro.
On every platform.
On every single damn platform. And yeah, make sure to get tapped in. Like, share, and subscribe.
Get us to 300. Thank you.